This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike triggered a fire that killed dozens of people in a tent camp in the Gazan city of Rafah, officials said on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the strike would be investigated. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Parliament the strike was not intended to kill civilians.
In Rafah, we already evacuated about 1 million non-combatant residents. And despite our utmost effort not to harm non-combatants, something unfortunately went tragically wrong.
The attack has prompted an outcry from global leaders who are now calling for implementation of a Friday ruling from the UN's top court, ordering Israel to stop its assault on Rafah. Israel had kept up its offensive, saying the court ruling grants it some scope for military action there.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russian forces have attacked Ukraine with around 3,200 guided aerial bombs this month. Speaking at a press conference in Madrid, he added Ukraine's military does not have enough air defense missiles to stop Russia from dropping thousands of bombs per month. Zelensky said Ukraine needed at least seven more Patriot launchers to defend itself and would put pressure on its allies to obtain them. Papua New Guinea's massive landslide 3 days ago buried more than 2,000 people, the government said on Monday, as treacherous terrain impeded aid and lowered hopes of finding survivors. The National Disaster Center gave the new number in a letter to the UN, which had put possible deaths at more than 670. The disaster site is remote and there is difficulty in getting an accurate population estimate.